All right, 3 o'clock. Good to have you with us. Let's turn our attention to baseball because this is kind of a weird one. So baseball is the only sport where the season is so long, you can be into it, forget about it, into it again, forget about it again, and then maybe be back into it all before football starts. So while you were away, Tigers swept the Mariners, who were in free fall, took 2 of 3 from my Yankees, and then you played the used condom of the league, the Chicago White Sox, and swept them dutifully.
Hey, real quick, remember that game you played about the White Sox stuff?
Yeah, we did the futility
quick question
tribute
for you, Mike.
Yeah.
How many series have the White Sox won this year? You guys want to play real quick?
Three, I don't know.
Two?
Four.
David's closer. Six.
Okay. Yeah, I. You know what? Why did I say two? That would be insane. I'm sorry. They'd be like 10 and 120. Right. But the Tigers, for the first time in 2 months, are 500. Now, they are 6.5 games out of the wild card. There are 30 games to go. Realistically speaking, if you wanted to make the playoffs, you would have to get to 88 wins, which means you would need to go 22-8. It's not happening. But here's what we want to do. There are three ways to go with this. I'm not going to sit here and bleep in your Cheerios. If you're pumped up about this team and you go, look, we're fringy, we can make a run at this, you're welcome to believe that. I choose math and the fact that you won't be playing the White Sox and Angels every night. But here's the thing. If you want to say, why not make a run at this? Then how about the organization does one thing this year that pushes the accelerator down? Currently, how many starting pitchers do you have in your rotation, Rico?
Two.
That's right. So for me, before the deadline hits about players needing to be named to a potential playoff roster, September call-ups, mm-hmm. why don't we just bring up Jackson Jobe? Cap him. Only let him pitch 5 innings. Bring him up for a cup of coffee. I don't want to hear about service time. I don't want to hear about 2031. If you were serious about this and you go, you know what? The kids are partying right now. Why not a light dress rehearsal? What's the harm? Now, I know. Organization has said he will pitch in AAA before he ever comes up here. But if you want to believe you're in it, why not be in it? You have two pitchers. Two. And you've stretched out Scooble to where he won't pitch on regular rest. He'll pitch on 6 days, 5 days, right. 7 days.
They brought up Ty Madden. But yeah, you're right.
So I'm saying there would be one that if you believe, would you ever consider a couple spins around the globe with Jackson Jobe? Okay.
Yeah.
If you don't believe and you just want to pan it, you're welcome to do that. But here's where I reside. I'm in choice C. I'm excited because they're doing what I need them to do in order to put Chris Illich and Scott Harris under the spotlight like an interrogation room this winter. Spend some effing money and let's win. Because for all the people who sat there and mocking people who wanted free agents this year, tell me again they wouldn't be 4-5 games better had they tried. Oh, and by the way, you wouldn't have needed to trade Flaherty. How many games out of the wild card are you? 6.5. What's your reaction if you were 1.5? What's your reaction if you were tied? See, that's where I arrive at. That the winning, it's fun, but it's fake. This offseason, we finally, collectively, every Tiger fan should be able to bang down the door and demand they get serious about winning.
No, you don't even have to do that, Mike, because we were told by Scott Harris, using his words, when the core is there, then they will go out and spend. But they will not spend a dime until they're ready.
Well, the core is there.
And that's what I love about this.
That's
and that's why if this team finishes above 500 and this team goes the way of the 2022 Detroit Lions, where they had, you know, they had to buy a lottery ticket and maybe if all the numbers fell, they would make the playoffs and they fell short. If you go on that type of run over the last 30 games and you don't make it, but you've shown me that we have the core and we're ready to go this offseason, it is mandatory that you go out and you add two everyday players and an arm to this staff And then, yeah, I think you now have, you're serious. You're a serious baseball team.
And here's the thing. They're kind of exactly what they are. They're just woefully average. They're a little bit above average in, you know, keeping you from scoring runs, and they're below average in scoring runs. They're basically average. And Rico's right. I mean, look, Parker Meadows, I told you, I'm fine. Hit him ninth, starting center fielder, win a gold glove. Do your thing. He can play here, but he ain't gonna, I don't think he's going to be a top of the order guy. You have Cole Keith. All right, we know what we got. Riley Green, we know what we got. Now, beyond that, if you want to sell me Torkelson in 10 games, I'll pass. But I want to know where you're at with it. But just understand, 88 wins would be a low side, maybe 87. You'd have to go 22-8 here on out. That's after going 11-3. Do you really believe this team's going 33-11 over a 44-game stretch to maybe just get to a game out?
That'd make you the hottest team in baseball.
Dude, that's not the hottest team in baseball. It'd be one of the hottest finishes in history. That'd be the 1978 New York Yankees and what they did to the Red Sox. Come on now. With two pitchers? With a bunch of kids?
Is that Bucky Dent?
Yes, it is. Good for you. Bucky bleeping Dent.
I was about to say Bucky effing Dent.
248-539-9797.
Home run over the Green Monster.
David, go ahead. Which of the three silos would you be in?
It's going to be choice C for me, but I will say this first. If I get cornered by Tom one more time telling me that the Tigers are doing this, they're doing this, aren't they? No, they're not doing this.
Who?
This is Tom Milliken, Gov, that guy.
Doesn't he get enough airtime in the morning? Every time I turn the show on, I hear him, not the two hosts.
I get cornered almost, me or Kenny get cornered almost every day. They're doing this. They're making this run. They're making this thing interesting. No, they're not.
Why doesn't Tom do a podcast and call it Tecumseh Area?
Thank you.
And he can talk about whatever he wants.
The only thing I take from this is if they're building a core, then you can force pressure on ownership and Scott Harris. That's the only thing I'm taking from this. That's it. Keep building. If you want to say being 500 is what you need to do to do that, put the pressure on, then so be it. But just spin in the offseason and stop cornering me, every Tiger fan that thinks they're doing something.
David, you've had this thing, and I don't know who these fans are. I haven't had anyone do it to me. But, like, who are these fans that are buying their 1901 Society playoff tickets? Like, you keep referencing these people, and I don't know who these people are.
There are fans, Mike.
No, there are idiots.
No, they're fans.
No.
No, but no. See, I think it's a little bit of a spillover from the Lions fans where you all of a sudden saw, wait, things can change. Your fortune can get better.
And next year, I agree with that.
But I think some are seeing this as that 2022 ending of the Lions where all of a sudden.
I just see it as last year.
Thank
they did
you.
The same thing last year to rally and win 78 games.
You're just being
games.
Pessimistic.
No, I'm not.
You're a problem.
Dude, it's too little, late.
I understand, Mike, but wow, because you're feeling good. You just swept a team. You went out and you won a series with the Yankees. You killed them. You got the Mariners coach fired. Like, all of a sudden.
He got himself fired. They've been asked for 6 weeks.
And you're doing it with all of these young players. That's why I think you're getting the hope, because we all just assumed that after the All-Star, after the All-Star game and the trade deadline, that this team was just going to go into the tank. And it's just been the exact opposite. And then it's like, well, you know what? Maybe Scott Harris was smart. And maybe they do have the players. And maybe this thing can be good.
But why would you say that? They're 66-66. No. They threw this season away by being the smartest people in the room. They should be a playoff team this year, but they decided they wanted crazy puffs and a cheap payroll.
But fans now see we get to start over. We're 0-0. And now we could go on and we can win and we can do this and we can go above 500.
They're ignoring everything that happened before.
Man, they're fans, Mike. It's short for fanatics.
No, it's short for people who think chocolate milk comes from brown cows. I don't deal in idiocy.
Wait, it doesn't?
You can be a fan without being a drooling idiot.
I don't think you can.
Okay.
No.
No,
Mike, a hardcore fan will always see the silver lining.
Not true.
Hardcore? Because you want to see your team win.
We all do. But when you're 66-66 and there's 30 games to go and you're 6.5 out, and I give you the mathematics on it, I wouldn't predict any team in baseball, Dodgers, Yankees, Orioles, pick a team to go 22-8 over the last 30 and 33-11 over the last 44 with two starting pitchers.
But people like Gov are going full Kevin Garnett.
Once again, chocolate milk is possible. Brown cow.
Anything is possible.
It's also possible. I just leave right now. I can't do this.
Oh, no. You're here till 6. 6:10.
David, someone say something. I just can't. People are welcome to feel however they want to feel. Free country, I don't have to tolerate it.
No.
You just wanted to know about the fans.
No, I didn't. That was your thing. I never asked to know.
Fans have every right to invest in this young core, but that's not necessarily going to result in winning this year. I think if you're one of the fans that Rico is describing, I just don't really share all that much in common with you. But at the same time, you have to. This does reflect, as David said, on Scott Harris and on Chris Illich. This needs to be the offseason that you spend. And if it's not, then you're actively wasting Tarik Skubal. You're actively wasting Riley Green and whatever you have in Colt Keith and the rest. You're actively wasting those guys, their youth, their prime years as it approaches by not spending.
I'm with you. If this offseason brings you nothing but just C-minus D players that you bring in here.
Don't you dare put that in the universe.
And then you bring Javi back, then we're done. At least for me.
248-539-9797.
How you doing?
I quit. I just quit.
Mike's here for the big finish.
Really hope your chair breaks while you're doing this read.
Let's talk
about... And you break your hip.
Wow. That's mean and hurtful. Big G raised you better than that.
To hell with him.
We will not... No. Get it together.
All right. So we got three silos for Tiger fans. They're 500 first time in 2 months. God, the White Sox are bad. So the hell does it mean? The math on 30 games to go being 6.5 out, 88 wins, 22-8 after going 11-3. You got two starting pitchers. No, I don't buy it. It's fun. It's fun because me, Rico, David, and Kenny are all aligned. It puts Scott Harris and Chris Illich in the interrogation room this winter. It's time to get serious. Yeah. Time to spend money.
And I like your idea about bringing Job up here because you find out sooner than later if you have something for next year.
And it's also controllable. Think about it. You're already doing bullpen games. You gently manage. Mm-hmm. Hey, can Job come out and give us 4 innings? You're not pitching for we're getting Jackson a win or a complete get. No. The point is, he's been very lightly pitched. I'm not saying do anything to wreck him. I'm not saying do anything stupid. But you know what? If you're really going to try to make a run at it, are we really going to do this with two starting pitchers? You're not going 33-11 with two starting pitchers.
No, I'm with you. You're doing the bullpen thing. Bring him up. See what you have.
It'd be fun.
Who cares about the service time? Because in theory, everybody could have been fired by the time that 2032 rolls around.
Yeah. What I'm not going to do is pan it because I do agree with the crew here. The young players are the one fueling it. It's fun. It's encouraging. It's encouraging not for now. It's encouraging because we get to demand something of Scott Harris and Chris Illich. For me, you believe they're making a run. Congratulations. What I'm not going to do is pan it and play a fart noise. I don't think that's fair. Look, I don't blame the players. The players aren't responsible for management not caring or not trying or not doing the things they should have done to give us playoff baseball. The players are busting their ass. They're out there performing. They've never quit. I've never accused them of that. And AJ's doing the best he can. I'm more upset because, my God, any effort from this team in the offseason, think about where we'd be.
Yeah, you start thinking about all the 2-1, 1-0 games you lost.
How dare you? Be grateful for what you're given. How dare you? 1901 society. All right, to the people. Yes?
1953. All right.
All right, go to Mike. He's in Rochester Hills. He's up next. Mike, what's going on, brother? How are you?
Good, guys. How are you?
Super. What's on your mind?
Good. So So I would love for this team to be the 2023 Arizona Diamondbacks and just be young and dumb and win a bunch of games at the end of the season, because then that, to your guys' point, forces the hand of leadership to go and get players. Or, like, what are we doing? You need now two starting pitchers, unless, to your point, Jackson Jobes is a September call-up, and he's going to give you three or four innings every 4 or 5 days. Is that reasonable to you?
Sure. Mike, that's listen, I think the message has already been sent. I mean, for them to rally up, play, go 11-3 in a 14-game stretch, the kids are making some progress, right? Mike, the message is already sent to me. You have every right to make a demand of this franchise. And I think if they finish anywhere at or above 500, message is sent.
And I really like what I saw out of Jace Young yesterday. I don't know if you guys watched the game or not, but the ball he hit to right was just completely eaten up by that right-to-left wind.
Yep.
And then he had, I think it was a 9 or 10 pitch at bat, where he just absolutely battled and fouled off pitch after pitch. And
there were three or four balls that should have left the yard last night.
And I think Torkelson getting a home run, say what you want about it, but Torque feels like he got the message since he's been called back up, because now Jace Young's putting pressure on him, because if he doesn't perform, Cole Keith's your first baseman, Jace Young could be your second baseman, because an 89% fielding percentage in the minors at third base
Brutal.
Is not going to win you baseball games.
Unplayable.
But can you go and get a third baseman or left side of the infield?
Think about this, Mike. And again, I'm not pounding the table. I'm not demanding it. I'm offering an option. What would your feeling be about this franchise if they went out and signed Alex Bregman and that was your third baseman? And
yes,
you stop effing around.
In college. Yep.
That's it. Like,
yes, no,
I'm with you on that. Like, it is time. Like, I the one thing I will say, and Mike, I'm with you, but I don't know that I'm ready to put any more faith in Spencer Torkelson as an answer. I think it's a hope. I think he can be here. But are we really going to go into the offseason playing that game again?
Yeah, I think you are. Because he showed that he's a, No, Mike, he showed to me that you're going to buy and give him a little more time because he wasn't completely garbage when he came back.
Okay.
And he was the top pick, so you don't want to throw away that so quickly. I understand.
I'm not even looking at you.
So he's
I'm just talking to David.
He's going to be on this roster as their starting first baseman next year. You believe the Tigers would do that?
Yeah.
With no other plan? Because that would anger me if there's no other plan.
Let me just clarify, because I feel like I'm being painted in a bad picture here. This is not me, but looking at how the Tigers have done things, absolutely. This is the same team that knows that Javi Baez is the problem. So what's the answer? We'll bat him ninth, but we'll keep bringing him back.
I just feel a searing pain right now in my skull. It's Rico putting negativity into the sphere.
How is that negativity?
That is because it would show they are wholly unserious.
I'm just thinking like them.
Oh, God. There it is again.
This ain't me. I would also move on, but man, they believe in these young players, and they're willing, because they don't think that they're not
willing to spend to fix the problem.
Right? They're hoping that the young players are going to bail them out, and we don't want to just go and be like the Mets and just throw a ton of money at people.
There's a little bit of a departure from when you're $65 million under league average, and the Mets are like $300 million.
I understand, Mike, but they treat it that way.
I don't like it.
You don't have to like it. That's just how it is.
Kenny, please, I beg of you, just talk. Anyone but LeVar Ball over here.
Hey, you know
anyone.
What? I'll see you guys.
Never lost.
I'll be back tomorrow.
He's just beating me up.
I'll be back tomorrow.
I don't want Rico to be right about this, but with this group, there is kind of a prove me wrong situation happening here.
Yeah.
Like, we haven't seen this group do it. I hate that. Rico might end up being right, and that's disgusting.
Okay, here's the thing. I don't want to be right. I really don't. I agree with you three, but it comes a point in time where you stop wishing how you want to see things and you see things how people see them.
I'm never going to stop wishing of how I want to see things. I'm never going to stop wishing. Spend money. Don't rely on Torque. You can't not sit here and rely on Torque.
Not yet. Now, if it's
never
30 days from now and Torkelson closes a quarter of a season with immaculate peripherals, then I will listen to this huckster over here. This I can't do it right now.
Hurtful. Mean and hurtful. You know what? I forgot.
Run the touchdown play.
When we come back, Mike's going to tell me what to say next.
That's right. I forgot about that. That's a good bit. Hold on. Where's the sounder for that one? Nope, not that. Hold on. Where is it? Oh, here it is. All right, let's go to the people. Talking a little Tiger baseball. They're back to 500. I've given you the math on what it would take to make it. I'm not panning it, and I'm not celebrating it. I'm only excited because the young people, Parker Meadows included, are carrying the mail, and it's going to force Scott Harris and Chris Illich to get serious. Stop wasting our time. I truly believe if they had spent, they'd make the playoffs this year. You want to keep making fun of me? Go ahead. But what it takes away is your ability to be excited about this then. So go ahead. I set a little bear trap for you. Keep knocking people like me for holding them accountable. Oh, you think Matt Chapman would have made a difference? Yeah, I do. Especially sitting here at 66 and 66.
He'd have made a big difference. Yeah.
God forbid. Oh, and by the way, we wouldn't have traded Jack Flaherty. But that wouldn't make a difference either, right?
And now you got three arms. No, you're right. See
how stupid that argument is. Let's go to Josh, 97.1. Josh, what's going on, buddy?
Good, guys. Let's talk some baseball.
Let's do it.
In August, no less.
I know, right?
So I don't think we're making the playoffs just because math is math. But I will say I got tickets for tomorrow's game at a charity event, like, in May. And so I've been dreading it for a long time. And now I'm, like, kind of excited to go to see some of the young players. I'm not, you know, expecting them to again, carry us to, like, a 30-win wrecking or streak here to end the season. But I'll say what I'm afraid of. I guess it's like this is the off season where we find out if the young guys press the issue and show that, like, hey, this team could be ready. Do we end up like the Reds, who also looked like that last year, and their big additions this off season were Frankie Montas and Jamer Candelario? Or do we look like the Rangers from a few years ago where they're like, all right, it's go time, and they go get Corey Seager and Marcus Semien, right? Like, what? I just feel like this is when we find out if we are back amongst the Red Sox and the Cardinals from a fan base and ownership standpoint, or if we really just have to resign ourselves to being part of the Rays and the Pirates and the Reds, frankly.
Yeah, and that's the whole point. Like, it I want, Josh, I'm pretty sure I've had this conversation with you before, is it doesn't matter the sport. I want the franchise to get to a point where you get to apply real pressure on the decision makers. Mm-hmm. It is an entertainment product, and if you are not spending to entertain your customer base, I find it offensive. It's time. I'm with you. Fork in the road. Are we the Pittsburgh Pirates, the Tampa Bay Rays, the Cincinnati Reds, or are we going to take our rightful place where the Twins are? Where you know, where good teams are. Hell, the Boston Red Sox, who are league average payroll. That's what
and
I want, Josh.
There's an expectation of those other franchises, right, where people are like, oh, it's the Red Sox, they'll be back. Oh, it's the Cardinals, they'll be back. And for a while it was, oh, the Tigers, they'll be back. And it's not that right now. And so, yeah, like, you know, there are a lot of good players available in the offseason, both on, like, those short-term prove-it deals and, like, an investment. And I'd like to see us make a real investment. I don't want to, like, walk away with Gleyber Torres and...
Let me tell you this.
Like, Sean Josh, Manaea. Like,
Josh, I'm going to help you with,
like,
something.
Max Fried.
You got to let me help you with something now. There, you could give me Gleyber Torres for free. I would send him back. He's an absolute mutt. He's a mutt. He would be the one unadoptable dog at a shelter. You do. No. This is my next Javi Baez alert for you, just like when it was free agency. This is a herpes-ridden mutt with bowel control problems. You do not want Gleyber Torres. He's a rat. He don't even belong on a Yankees playoff roster. Mutt. No. It's like that new commercial we play. No, 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 no. No. Gleyber Torres? No. No. No one knows more about Gleyber than me. No. It's your friendly PSA today. Go to Nick, 97.1. Nick, what's up, buddy?
Oh, Mike. I mean, this season, it's great that they're winning. You know, thank you to the Tigers for contributing to the White Sox, who are currently or probably going to break the record for fewest wins in a season. You just hate to see it. But, like, I mean, this whole season, it just keeps getting highlighted, Mike. by. I feel like I'm Mike and Heisenberg, not you, but like, you know, that scene from Breaking Bad where Mike's talking to Walter and he's like, you know, we had a good thing here, Scott. You know, we had a good pitching staff, a chance to make the playoffs. But we're not there because of you. You and your little narrative. Oh, we have no bats available. Matt Chapman would have made you 5 wins better. If you'd done your job and known your role and did what you're supposed to do, we wouldn't be in this mess. But because of you, we're not where we need to be. And by the way, nice error last night, Torkman. Can we just go get Christian Walker next year? I'm so sick of this guy. You know, this guy is out here doing the same stuff that he did when he was 23. Oh, I'm going to play one off my hip like I'm Roger Dorn from Major League. That's rookie stuff. Oh, I'm going to go out in the right field and totally confuse my right fielder and blow out the ball to drop between us. That's rookie stuff. Your right fielder has the better line to the ball. Let him take it. And then this guy, he went out, you know, hit the ball the right field. And he's like, and I'm wondering, like, how he doesn't get to third. It's like, man, he should have gotten to third there. And I go back and I watch the replay, and this dude was doing the Soto shuffle out of the box. He's jogging. I felt like I was Crash Davis from Bull Durham. Run, dummy! Like, what?
Look, I'm happy at home run. But Nick, I'm with you. And again, the Christian Walker thing is case in point. Like, I'm not worried about this whole blocking of any. But first of all, Young can't play third and Keith can't play second. If you told me the offseason was Christian Walker and Alex Bregman, who's mad? I'll figure it out. Mm-hmm. I'll just figure it out. At one point, Wenciel Perez was a shortstop. You taught him the outfield. You'll figure it out.
Yeah. 2 everyday players and a pitcher. That's what I'm expecting in the offseason.
By the way, Mike Ehrmantraut is one of the great TV characters of all time. I love Breaking Bad. I know that reference probably went over a lot of people. Are you a Breaking Bad guy?
I am not.
You are a piece of garbage. Wow. I knew it. How could you not like Breaking Bad? You love television.
No, you know why, Mike? Because it was either Game of Thrones or Breaking Bad, so I started watching Game of Thrones.
And they're two totally different shows.
No. But I'm saying I had time to watch one series.
Okay, well, you know what? 10 years has gone by. Time for another. Watch Breaking Bad. You're out of your mind if you don't watch Breaking Bad. Are you kidding me? Top 5 all-time TV show.
See, I may not watch it now just to tick you off.
Then don't. Continue to be an unenlightened goofball. Breaking Bad is fabulous.
Do you like Brock Purdy?
No, he sucks.
Then I'm not watching.
That's not even a sensible argument. Hold on. Wait, let me get there. Hold on. You ready for this? Like, I can ask these two construction barrels if they've watched Breaking Bad.
Are you serious?
You,
of course, I've watched it.
You have?
But I have to disagree with you, Mike. I can't agree with you on everything. So, no, it's a horrible show.
Oh, I forgot the Gov rules in the Tecumseh area. No, it's okay to say universally The Wire is an all-time great TV show. Horrible. Breaking Bad.
Horrible show.
Not true. McNulty.
We have the jank rule and we have the Gov rule now. The show is evolving quickly.
You know what's funny? Because that was it. I was actually thinking about starting The Wire because I never watched that either.
What?
You've never seen that?
Do me a favor.
Leave. Whoa.
Just leave and start watching now. Don't come back until you've watched it. You're Mr. TV aficionado. You used to run a movie blog, for Christ's sakes. And movies. You didn't watch these top 2 shows.
No, movies.
I got to be honest. I don't respect you anymore.
No, but at the time, I mean, when The Wire was on, I didn't have HBO. So, yeah.
You cheap son of a.
We just hit the anniversary of the end of season 2 of The Wire. Season 2 was amazing. No, no. It set everything up. That was so good. No,
that's just it, David. It was one of those that I'm like, you know what? I can finally catch up on The Wire. I saw it on there. I'm like, you know what? I'm going to go ahead and watch this and see what it was all about.
Man, oh, man.
Okay. You know what I did, though? I did watch Oz. Still one of the best shows.
It's a good show. It's quality. Not nearly as good as
Sopranos. They all went on to work on Law and Order.
Tell me you've watched The Sopranos.
The Sopranos?
Oh, my God. Oh, my God. You've never watched that?
Is that the mafia people?
You know what?
In New York?
I will be back. He won't. I'm done.
I've seen The Sopranos.
Oh, thank God. All right. Jesus,
he was
man.
Messing with you, Mike. I can see that.
Dude, I'm like, you got to be kidding me. All right.
I've seen The Sopranos along with the greatest ending of all time.
I disagree with the ending.
I disagree as well.
No, I disagree with the ending, just like the ending of Seinfeld. I hate it.
No. But I think it's the greatest ending of all time. Because
you like the ending of the Seinfeld?
No, you reminded me of it. Now I'm upset about it.
Don't be upset.
The Sopranos had the greatest ending. It was just for deep thinkers.
Oh, there. Okay.
I disagreed with you. All right, David, a couple ticket texts. We're here till 6:10, taking you up to Tiger Baseball.
Yeah, Dan in Farmington says, the Tigers pissed me off. They'd have a wild card spot locked in right now and maybe fighting for the division if they just put a little more in the team. They just cut their losses with Baez early and had gotten a bat or two from free agency.
Or just a, yeah, that's what bothers me, because we always remember the end of the season, but the games at the beginning of season count as well. And had you taken those more seriously, you would either be at the bottom of the playoff, I mean the wild card rung, or you would be a game or two out where, guess what? You would be in a de facto playoff every game. Every game would mean something, but you didn't take that first couple of months seriously. And you lost all of those low-scoring games because if you didn't score four runs, you couldn't win.
You have to absolutely have a plan B for Torkelson. He has played well since being back, but I just can't erase what happened in the first half of the season either.
I totally agree with that. I'm not saying I'm totally sold on him, but I think that management would love to just kind of bide their time and give him a little more rope to so that he could do something, because that's just how they are. I think that the fact that all of these young guys started playing so well so fast surprised them, because it will force them to put their money where their mouth is. They thought they had another year before the players started playing this well.
What is the core for the Tigers, though? I only have three names: Riley, Keith, and Carpenter. Who else?
Put Meadows in there. Meadows could hit ninth and be a Gold Glove center fielder. That's four. I'm just saying, like, it's not complete, but your core is never going to be your starting nine.
Correct.
It's not how the game works.
Correct.
Yeah, I thought for a second Henry Molloy could do that, but he, no.
That's why you needed to go to rehab.
No. Hey, guys, catch this.
Stop pounding them rocks. I mean, Henry Molloy, you got to be kidding me.
I said I thought for a second when he came up, he was hitting the ball, but then water found his level.
You were hitting that box wine. You're out of your mind. Go ahead.
Hey, guys, catch my new pod, the Tecumseh area. This week, we'll talk about getting through the airport, spicy garlic wings, and who has minority blood in them.
If you can collect it.
Oh, man.
I tell you.
Someone says, Breaking Bad is my all-time favorite show. After you watch that, watch the spinoff, Better Call Saul. Still very good. Never got into that one.
Like I said, I've seen some. I have not seen them all. I watched Power. I watched Game of Thrones. I watched a lot of different. I actually went back and watched Lost, so.
I quit. Okay. Just keep reading, David. What a disgrace.
What?
I don't want to talk about
it. Oh, I'm sorry. I didn't watch the shows that you liked.
No, it's that Planet Earth likes. The Wire of all shows. The Wire is incredible.
Mike. And I said.
Bunk Moreland.
At the time, I couldn't watch it. And I just happened to scroll through and said, oh.
Stop being cheap.
I can watch The Wire.
The Wire is amazing, but you can skip season two. That is from Roy.
You cannot skip
season two.
Nothing. You just watch the show as it was intended.
Now, no Wire? Wow, I can't. David's canceled. No, I've watched The Wire.
David
has. I was joking.
Keep
Rico
rolling.
Has not. I think I've realized, and I wonder if this is why people think I'm a fake Michigan fan. I think they think I'm you, Rico. I've seen plenty of texts on here during the Michigan talk, and they think we're the same people.
You mean we're not?
I think they're a little confused.
Is that why everybody was so confused when I got up at Greater Life last Sunday? Well, who is he?
I'm starting to wonder if that's what the texters are referencing when they say that.
Well, we look and sound alike.
Just alike. You're exactly right.
Kenny, can we leave?
Nope. Let's make Mike more uncomfortable.
I agree. Breaking Bad is...
Gov agrees.
Breaking Bad is the number one show for me. I will watch that over and over again.
Tremendous.
Another one for the Tigers. I don't get excited about backing into the playoffs only to get bounced in the first round. But If you build a core, then I can be excited.
You know what? You would. You would be excited. If you got into the playoffs and you lost and you got swept, you would enjoy it because you got there. The young players would get the experience. So normally I agree with that, but not this year. You would take that.
If the Detroit Tigers baseball team wants to make the playoffs, go for it. It won't be easy. Most likely will not happen, but they should try. I will cheer for them and hope they do it. Since there's no crying in baseball, I won't cry when they don't. Carl from Milan. Mike, you mentioned the Tigers being 4 or 5 wins better if they would have signed those guys. That wouldn't even get us close. We'd still be 4 to 4.5 back.
What kind of mathematics is that?
You're at 6 right now.
Jesus, Mary and Joseph.
I totally disagree. I mean, once again, think about it. You won some of those games where you lost 1-0, 2-1, 2-0.
I just
only if you won 5 of those. 5. Not 12. 5. You're one game out and you're in a de facto playoff chase right now.
We need a rage room at this station. Like the empty conference room that no one ever uses. They should just put some of these garbage ass computers in there and a baseball bat. And that way I could just go in there, do what I gotta do, and then come back on the air and broadcast. I'm serious. I'm ready to smash something. I think it's 20 years of doing this job where I just get so tired of dealing with stupid. That's really what it boils down to.
Oh, if you're 5 games better, you wouldn't be any closer.
What?
I am always hopeful. I have rooted for the Tigers all year. I agree with Rico. I am hopeful that the Tigers are just like the Lions when they went 9-8.
Then demand it from your owner and your GM. It's time. That's the biggest byproduct of the winning. It's exciting to know we get to make a demand. And if they don't, then I don't want to hear a thing from that team.
Every year the Tigers finish strong and there's hope for the future. The next year they start off 10 games under 500.
It's not happening.
You just fell
next
for the year, banana.
No. I don't even want to hear the rest. We are winning the Central next year. It's happening. They're going to spend. They're going to win. Why? Because I don't want to be angry. And I'm tired of dealing with this baseball team. We're going to win next year.
We'll have the rage room ready for you.
Please do.
They're not going to spin.
You shut your mouth. David, don't put negativity out there.
That wasn't David. That was me.
I'm in a vortex of stupid. And it doesn't have a name. Let's get to some football next. 97.1.